The Supreme Court of Ukraine has overturned the result of a runoff presidential election. The court ordered a new election later this month, and that decision came in response to an appeal by the opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko. He said the vote had been rigged in favor of Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has been covering this story for weeks now and joins us once again from Kiev. And Lawrence, I suppose I'd like to know if that news has reached the crowds who've been protesting against this election for a couple of weeks now.
The news reached the crowds instantaneously. They've got a huge, giant TV screen set up out here, and they were very attentively watching as the Supreme Court justice read out his decision, flanked by all of the other justices, basically handing a huge victory to the opposition, it would seem. The court didn't say specifically that it had to be a revote of the second round, which the opposition wants, but they set a very tight time frame. They said a new vote should be held on December 26th. That would imply redoing just the runoff section, because you couldn't go back to the first round. It would take weeks, and you would have to re-register all of the candidates. So it suggests that it's going to be just a runoff between Prime Minister Yanukovych, who claims he won that victory, he won that election, and opposition leader Yushchenko.
So there'll be one vote, one time, and Yushchenko must clearly be confident, along with the opposition leaders, that if it is an internationally monitored vote and a fair vote, that he's going to win.
Of course, that's what they've said all along. Diplomats here say that Mr. Yanukovych would have a very poor chance of winning a repeat vote if indeed that election were completely free and fair. There were massive levels of fraud. And of course, that we know, for instance, that the exit polling, and I know that we don't trust exit polling completely in the U.S., but the exit polling suggested a 10 to 15 point victory for the opposition, and it came out that the opposition lost by 3 points. And with those types of discrepancies, many people drawing the conclusion that if that vote is free and fair, the opposition leader is going to win it.
Now, in recent days, there had been concerns that all these protests were going to wreck the economy in Ukraine. Is there any sense that this ruling might ease those concerns?
I think it's going to give, I don't think that this ruling gives the government much choice. It seems to put a fait accompli that they have to redo the second round of the election, and it would seem to also lift a lot of the tension that's been hanging over Ukraine, a lot of regions in the East making noises about autonomy, saying they're not going to pay money into the state budget. So I think that certainly this is going to go a long way to ending the political impasse.
And I have to say, the last election had many international observers from the United States and from other countries in Europe, and there were still allegations of fraud. What makes people think that the revote is going to be, in people's view, any more fair?
Well, I think the fact that the Supreme Court ruled that this election was not legitimate, the Supreme Court said this is not legitimate, it was really, that is a stunning statement. It's telling the government, look, you held a fraudulent vote, essentially. So I think that is going to put a lot of pressure for it to be more free and fair this time. Of course, the opposition would like a more direct observation role by the international monitors, not just observation, but to have them actually have some sort of say in what the Central Elections Commission says, not just merely observe the vote.
And in just a couple of seconds here, they're going to have to make up new laws as they go along here, aren't they?
Well, it's going to be up to the interpretation of the Central Elections Commission, but the fact that they're only giving 3 weeks to hold a vote would suggest that they don't have much wiggle room, that they're just going to have to redo the second round of that election.
Well, Lawrence, thanks very much. Appreciated your coverage over the last couple of weeks, and it sounds like you're going to be in Ukraine for a few more.
Thanks, Steve.
That's NPR's Lawrence Sheets. He's been covering the story in Kiev, Ukraine. That's where the Supreme Court of Ukraine has now announced it has overturned the result of the runoff presidential election. The court ordered a new election, which is expected later this month.